Today is Tuesday, January 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Bobblehead Day, which I believe is something I could make on my 3D printer. I could make bobbleheads. If anyone wants a bobblehead of themselves, just let me know. It'll take years because I have to learn how to model it. And this new, I'm having to learn a CAD software because Blender, as I said, is not ideal for printed models. It's not ideal for there you can get plugins for Blender that help it be more CAD-like, but it is really focused on special effects and CGI. So when you get to exact measurements and things that you need to do when you're designing and sketching out parts and things, then it, although a bobblehead might be okay to do in Blender because that's more sculpy. And really, to do a really accurate one, you would need a 3D scan of the person's head. Need to get a 3D scan of Big Fatty's head to make a bobblehead for him. I have a picture of it that I had to put on the ham map. So anyway, Bobblehead Day, and also National Tempura Day, which in the past was not something I was a big fan of because I don't like seafood. I will tell you guys, the more seafood that I eat, I still don't really ever want seafood. I don't know where my dog went. She was under the desk. And now she's not. But anyway, she's behind me now. So the more I eat seafood, the less fishy everything is tasting. So even though I still don't love seafood, we had a tasting menu the other day at the restaurant that I selected for our New Year's Eve dinner. It was either New Year's Eve or New Year's. I can't remember now. I probably said it on the show. And there was a couple of courses. There were a couple of courses that had fish. And one of them was a raw preparation of salmon. And salmon is normally so fishy. I mean, so, so, so fishy. And I was able to eat that because when we do tasting menus, I just eat whatever they bring out. That's what I do. Because I'm forcing myself to expand my palate. And so it didn't taste fishy. And Mark said, this tastes fishy. So I don't know what is happening to my taste buds. Either as I get older, it's just the fishy, the part of my tongue that tastes fishiness is dulled. Or I've just gotten so used to it now because I've been eating more and more seafood with Mark. I'm not sure. Again, it's not something at this point that I would order. I wouldn't go, look at the scallops. Man, I want those scallops. I want to try those. But I could do a tasting menu and be fine. There are some fish that really still, like, on the last cruise that we were on, we had a branzino or something that was, luckily I was drunk because it had wine pairing. And by then I'd had a lot of wine and the young people had told me I looked super young. So I was, and they were early 20s. I was like, oh my God, they think I look young. If young people think you look young, then that's something. So that branzino was so fishy. I ate it, but it was a struggle bus. But this last restaurant, they had caviar, and I was actually excited that there was caviar in this dish because I really like caviar. It's just mostly salty. And then they brought it out, and I couldn't find any caviar. I was like, did they run out of caviar? But regardless, I used to not like tempura. Now, maybe so. I may be getting to the point where we can go to a restaurant that's mostly seafood and order seafood off the menu if I had to. So far, it's been just kind of sequestered to tasting menus. Like, that's the only time that I order seafood is if it's a tasting menu, but I don't know. It's a journey. It's a journey. So, you know, another 1 or 2 years, I'll just be eating seafood like normal people. All right. Well, we have a voicemail that I discovered yesterday. I'm not getting them in my normal spot. And so let's go ahead and play that.
Adam, it's Scotty, ULC Butler.
Hey, Scotty.
Today, 6th January 2025, first day back at work. Oh, so depressing. But listen, are you swamped by snow? I'm just watching the news right now, and it's Snowmageddon in America. Massive blizzards everywhere. Although now they've switched to England, so I guess you're not in England. Although I think you might have lived there once.
I did. I did live in England once, and I won't belabor that point, but you know what? We did get some snow last night. It was just a dusting of snow, and I actually decided to work from home because of the snow, but really just because I didn't want to. My car is a sports car, and it really was not enough snow to damage or to really make the roads bad. It wasn't. But it could melt and refreeze overnight. There are all these people can drive on it and then it can freeze and make slick spots in the road. And sports cars don't even handle well on water. I have done complete 360s in the middle of the road because I tried to stop too fast when the road was wet. Not in the current car. That was in my Z3, which was worse. The handling on the Z3 was horrible. Or you guys may say Z3. I'm not sure. Anyway, it did snow. It snowed. Just a dusting. They're on the grassy areas and on the roofs and stuff like that. Roofs. There is still a little bit of snow. In fact, I saw some kids sledding, but it is just a dusting. I mean, it covers the snow, but the place that they were sledding, the sun had already melted most of the snow and it was mostly grass. I was like, man, you guys are desperate to sled. I mean, it's such a little amount that Kathy Bacon in South Dakota would laugh at us. I still don't know. What the first year I was here, we got a 24-inch snow. And I thought, yay, we're going to get... And then after that, nothing. Just dustings. Most time, we hardly get any. I don't know. This global warming, I guess. All right. So we were talking about the weekend. Anyway, Saturday, we just caught up on a bunch of TV and I coded a bunch. And then Sunday, I skipped church because I just didn't feel like going. I got up and I cooked ham and eggs and rice for brunch. And we watched a little TV. I worked on coding some more for, and you would think this is such a simple site that I'm building for Fatty. It's not anything complicated. But again, learning a new framework that I need to learn. So this is good, helping me. But I would get something done and it would work locally. It worked perfect on my machine, on my desktop computer. And then I would transfer everything to the server and it wouldn't work. And I was going back and forth. I was going back and forth, both myself trying to debug, but also asking ChatGPT, which is sometimes helpful and sometimes not. I even ask Gemini, and Google Gemini is less help. Then I got something from Gemini, and I pasted the answer from Gemini into ChatGPT, and I said, look, this is what Gemini is telling me. Does this help you at all? Because I'm not figuring this out. Anyway, finally, I just started debugging myself and not asking ChatGPT to look at it. And it took me a little time, but I finally figured out the problem by myself. Well, kind of. I had a little pointers from ChatGPT, but I had to narrow down and isolate the issue myself. And now it's working. So So I worked on that on Sunday. It was community day for Pokemon Go. And so most of it we did on the couch, but the last 30 minutes we drove over to the park. And there are more Pokestops and more Pokemon spawn in the park. On community days, you're really looking for shiny versions that are very rare. But on community days, they increase the spawning of whatever type of Pokemon that community day is focused on. And then they also increase the shiny rate. And so you're more likely to get shinies on that day. I got, I don't know, 8 or 9 shiny Sprigatitos. It's a cat. And then Sunday night, we watched a bunch of Circle. We started a new show that I don't remember the name of that I'm not too impressed with so far on Netflix. It's a British like detective show, and I can't remember the name. But anyway, so far it hasn't really reeled me in. And we ordered Zaxby's. We had Zaxby's delivered because I just could not be bothered to cook. And that was it. I just worked on Ham Map until apparently 1 in the morning. I was coding in bed. Finally got it to work, and I emailed Fatty. So the listeners should be getting their hands on it soon. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.